Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 to 13. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought." My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, "I follow Paul." Another, "I follow Apollos." Another, "I follow Cephas." Still another, "I follow Christ." Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? Divide and conquer is an effective strategy in warfare. Once you divide your enemy's forces, you can overwhelm each smaller group one by one. Divide and conquer is also an effective strategy in spiritual warfare. It is one of the devil's favorite tactics. He works hard to divide Christian congregations. He realizes that if Christians are busy fighting each other, they will be too busy to fight him. He realizes that if Christians are shouting at one another, they will be too busy to shout the good news of sins forgiven to those around them. He knows that if Christians are jealous and angry and bitter toward one another, they will be much less likely to love and honor and serve one another. The Apostle Paul understood these things. So, in his first letter to the Christians in the city of Corinth, he encouraged them to fight against this effective strategy of their enemy. In the case of the Corinthians, they were divided over which of their leaders they liked better. Some preferred Paul, others Apollos, and so forth. Paul reminded them that Jesus was the only one who had paid for their sins on the cross. Rather than be divided over which of their leaders they liked, they ought to be united in their love for Christ. If the devil is dividing you from your fellow Christians, let the love of Christ fill your heart and overcome the devil's temptations. Do not allow the devil to divide and conquer you and your fellow Christians. Rather, unite and conquer him. Lord Jesus, I know that the devil is a powerful enemy, but I also know that you are a more powerful ally. Let there be no divisions in your church. Unite us as one in the mission to love one another and to tell others of your great love for all. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.